Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the forbidden times of offering the prayer. It is generally considered that the sunrise, sunset, and midday are the times on which prayer is forbidden. Now, midday, of course, is referred to in Arabic as Zawal, and these are the three times regarding which people think that we cannot offer the prayer, nor we can prostrate before the Almighty. Now, it needs to be understood that what is proven and validated from the Prophet's Sunnah is that only sunrise and sunset are the two times in which we should not offer the prayer, neither we should offer any prostration. As far as Zawal or the time of midday is concerned, there's no basis of its forbiddance. There's no basis found in the sources which say that praying at this time or offering the prostration at this time is forbidden. And the reason perhaps for this misconception is that there are certain narratives of the Prophet in which he advised Muslims, especially when very hot summers in Arabia, that they should not offer the Zuhr prayer in such a hot weather, and they should slightly delay it as soon as the sun starts to set, so that it's not extremely hot and people are not don't experience a lot of heat when they come out for prayer. And he's also reported to have said that this is the time when hell is actually fueled, and this is the time when hell is further set on fire. So, meaning that perhaps this is the time when there's a lot of heat and a lot of the summers in Arabia were very oppressive. So, this was merely an advice to the Muslims that at this time they should not come out for prayers, because, of course, they would experience a lot of difficulty in these times. And perhaps this is. This particular instance of his forbiddance became the basis of understanding that people thought that this time too is forbidden for prayers, whereas, as I said earlier, this is not the case. And we find Imam Malik, who lived, of course, about a century after the Prophet, who actually has said that he could not find any tradition in Medina of not praying at the time of midday. So it is absolutely clear that this stoppage at midday was absolutely an advice given to Muslims so that they could avoid the heat of the summer. As far as the forbidden timings are concerned, there are only two, and they are sunrise and sunset. Here it also would be appropriate to point out that the basic reason for forbidding prayers and prostration at these two times. Now, we know that there were many polytheistic nations in the time of the Prophet, and they've continued to live after him as well, who used to worship the sun at sunrise and sunset. And since Islam is a religion which stands for Tawheed and monotheism, and it absolutely abhors every manifestation of polytheism, so therefore Muslims were advised, they were told, that they should not offer any prostration or offer the prayer at sunrise or at sunset, because these are the two times in which polytheistic nations worship the sun. So it should be clear that these are the only two times which are forbidden for the prayer and for prostration. As far as Zawal or midday is concerned, it has absolutely no basis for being forbidden for offering the prayer or prostration. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.